Join the conversation.
Email johnm@capetalk.co.za.
The Independent Police Investigative Directorate has recommended that the anti-gang unit, which is operative in the Western Cape, be disbanded. Eldra de Klerk is director and senior associate at the African Centre for Security and Intelligence Practice. Eldred, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. We live in interesting times.
Don't we just? Anti-gang unit sounds like a great idea because a lot of time people are calling for specialized units. When the specialized units were taken out of SAPS, there was a clamor for them to return. The anti-gang unit returned. Why now would IPED be recommending that it be scrapped?
Well, John, you're absolutely right. There's notions such as specialized units and anti-gang unit and call it what you like have very strong symbolic meaning. And also they create hope in us that there will be a dedicated capacity and capability to deal with something as entrenched as organized criminality and gangsterism in the country and especially in the Western Cape. However, and I think this is maybe at the basis for the IPED recommendation, is that simply putting together a number of people, members of the South African Police Service from across the country, labeling them as the anti-gang unit, put them under a single command, and then sending them out into Never Never Land, doesn't necessarily constitute an effective response to gangsterism. So we have to let go as a country of this idea of a specialized unit. What we should be asking for instead, and I think you and I had this conversation at some point, is about specialized knowledge, a specialized capability, and a set of relationships across departments, correctional services, justice, and the police, metro, law enforcement, and the like, that enables the sharing of information, the analysis of said information, and then the crafting of a joint strategy to address the scourge of gangsterism. And for that, you need a specialist capability and capacity. And then, of course, you can have certain members in reserve who's been, as I put it, said, properly vetted, whose lifestyles have been considered, and work from a dedicated base with the necessary and appropriate support, responding to requests for services or undertaking particular investigations or operations. So it's something way beyond just a collection of people and making sure that our gang is bigger than their gang and therefore we can respond.
Did the specialized gang unit in its, well, it still exists, so up until now and until it is disbanded, if SAPS accepts the recommendation, did it do no good at all, Eldred?
Well, it did. I mean, it did a lot of good. It created a presence, a reassuring presence in the areas that they did work. They did, though, forego a central and strategic goal of theirs, which it would have been to continue to build stronger community relations and trust. So at some point, your effectiveness diminished simply because of fatigue, because gangs then learn to respond. And as IPED and others have accused them in listening to the inputs from people, when the portfolio committee in, February 2019 already considered the effectiveness of the gang unit, that people who work in organized crime also have counter strategies. So they look to undermine the effectiveness of the gang unit by compromising complicit and corrupt officers, allegedly was part of what undermined their particular strengths. They did have an impact beyond some symbolism. They did had hundreds of arrests. We're not quite sure how many people were prosecuted on the basis, or at least after having been arrested, and we may be able to check that with prosecutions. But in the main, yes, they did what they needed to set out in the short term, and then their effectiveness diminishes over time. Today, I can't with any certainty say that they are being effective.
This will be, again, a guess, but because I'm talking to you, it'll be an informed guess as to whether SAPS will accept IPED's recommendation, disband the unit, and then perhaps the bigger question is, will they replace it with an information-sharing structure, the like of which you suggested should be put in place?
Well, there is an awareness from the National Commissioner and his team for things like fusion centres, intelligence-led policing, and revisiting the idea of the Troika system of prosecutorial-led policing and investigations. I apologise. So I think there's an appetite for saying, let's review, let's learn from what the gang unit has done to date. Let's see if there's anything that can be improved, and if that means reconstituting them, making sure that we bring in the necessary information and technological support, making sure that we bring other stakeholders aboard. Let's do that, and let's work more broadly with organized criminality and ensuring public safety rather than just being anti-gang. I think there's an appetite for that, and I would not put it past National Commissioner Masemola to actually say, okay, let's call time on the gang unit, and let's adjust our strategic approach to organized crime.
I hope you're right. Elder de Klerk, thank you very much indeed. Director, Senior Associate at the African Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis.